Hey, welcome back, students, and those of you who have listened to the show before, I'm glad you're still with me. If this is the first time you're listening, thank you, and I hope you'll be back. I'm D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to episode 103 of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast, recorded on April 27th, 2013, and brought to you by Raptor Picks USA. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students and all guitarists' playing level and understanding. So here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time. If you hear a little bit of muttering in the back, Seely is, I think, falling asleep, and he talks in his sleep, and sometimes he screeches in his sleep, so let it go. Roll with it, please. So how was your week? Mine was pretty good. We have had some drama going on with a close friend, but other than that, it was good. My students are progressing nicely, and that always makes me happy. The weather has been fabulous if you aren't allergic to astronomically high tree and grass pollen, which I thankfully am not any longer. Next week, all of my students should be around for their lessons. I think this is the last week in which anyone had school breaks, and I think they will be back into a full schedule, other than the business people that I teach who travel for work, until Memorial weekend. So that's going to be good. Before I can blink, they'll be gallivanting off for the summer, and a lot of them go for the summer. Several of the students I teach have parents from multiple nations, and they go summer usually where one of their relatives are located. Arno's two bands played at a benefit last weekend. I think it was to benefit elderly or retired or sick jazz musicians. And I don't mean sick like crazy good music. I mean ill, sick. And he said it went well, so good for him. I'm glad about that. I think I'm still in the midst of DR marvelousness. Their high-tech coating helps them last longer and play so much better. I know that the cusp and then the gradual decline will be farther off because of the proprietary K3 coating. It extends your string's life, and I find it much more playable. Cool. I'm so glad they still sound good. You know how some music feels and just sounds like summer? Well, I think everyone can think of some, at least one song that makes them feel when they hear it. It brings back all kinds of thoughts of summer or memories of some particular summer. Well, whether it's because you've watched videos or you've had a memory of being in a certain place or situation, you're sort of impressed with an idea when you hear certain songs. And I don't mean because of the words necessarily. Among some of my students this year, as the warmer weather has finally broken, a lot of students are playing or planning to play the Eagle stuff. It's so interesting. The students are completely diverse as far as age, background, the genres they tend to gravitate toward. But right now, it's time for the Eagles. Hey, it could be worse. When I saw my student Lanny this past week, she said she had something to show me that was going to make me sad. I never want to hear that. I didn't know whether her guitar was smashed. I didn't know what it was. While she was exiting and re-entering the room, I rattled off a list of things I didn't want to see. I said, I don't want to see a broken guitar. I don't want to see a dead critter. I gave her this whole list. And she said she was going to show me was not on that list. And she came in the room with her hand behind her back. And she laid a broken Raptor pick on the coffee table. It was indeed a sad and pitiful sight. But it solved a mystery of to where one of my Raptors had disappeared. A really close friend of mine made me a zip key fob in which I carry a few picks. I always have picks with me. It's great. And, you know, I don't have to dig in a wallet and go through my whole bag, which is enormous when I carry one. And I guess what had happened is when I put my pick back into the fob after Lanny's last lesson, I must have either not zipped it all the way or neglected to zip it, and it fell out. She said she found it in the street, and I knew it had to have been my poor dead raptor that I was looking for. I'm sure she lives on a teeny tiny cul-de-sac, so I don't think anyone else on that street uses a raptor pick. I'll put the pitiful picture in the show notes and on the website page and on the blog so you can see it. But it looks like it was run over. I don't think it would even break if you stepped on it, but too bad for that raptor. Today is 180 days into the cleanup and recovery from Superstorm Sandy. A local community college had a fundraiser for survivors in Seaside Heights, a popular tourist spot for many New Jerseyans. 9 bands performed, and I'll link to it in both locations of the show notes in case you want to see a little bit of news about that. If you would like to contribute to the cleanup and restoration that is still so desperately needed, one of the reliable organizations to whom you can donate is sandynjrelieffund.org. And of course, I'll put links up to that. I drove past the Mawa Museum a few days ago, and I pointed out the Les Paul in Mawa, a tribute sign, to the person with whom I was riding. They are not guitar player. Don't forget that your opportunity to see the full exhibit is quickly waning. The exhibit, as it is today, will close on June 30th. Last week's show, I was not sure whether it was the beginning or end of June, and I've confirmed it. June 30th is the close of the museum, and it stays closed during the summer and through September. Now, when the museum reopens in October, the smaller permanent installation of Les Paul artifacts will be available to visitors, but it will be nothing like the scope of what it has been for about a year and a half and what it is right now. So you've got 2 months to get there. This year, at the Les Paul 98th birthday gala on June 8th, there will be a couple of nice guitars raffled. And this is sponsored by the museum. It's part of the Les Paul exhibit, even though it takes place at Ramapo College in Mawa. The raffle drawing will be on June 8th, which is the same day as the gala. And last year's raffle in honor of Les Paul's 97th birthday was a resounding success. And I don't know if you recall me mentioning that during the auction at that particular gala, I regretted not having bid because some of the guitars went for really crazy low prices. And I'm thinking maybe I'll bid this year, but I'm not sure. I have to review the finances. Anyway, this year, the Mawa Museum is doing it again, and they will be raffling off 2 more guitars. The raffle drawing will be held at the birthday gala at the Trustees Pavilion at Ramapo College. Attendance is not required to participate in this raffle, so you can do this if you're not a local person. The first prize is a white Epiphone guitar, a Les Paul Standard Royal. The body's autographed by Bucky Pizzarelli, Lou Palo, and others, with Les Paul's signature, or I should say autograph, on the pickguard. And he autographed that pickguard right around 2007. As he was approaching the end of his life, he knew that there was going to be some interest in his autograph and whatever. And in order to, I suppose, help to fund this exhibit and to keep the Les Paul Foundation, I guess, well endowed would be the correct term, he signed and autographed a lot of things so that even posthumously they could be bid on or purchased, etc. The second prize is an Epiphone Mahogany Les Paul Studio. It's autographed by Lou Palo, Peter Frampton. The information from the museum says Lou Caiola and Peter Townsend. I sent them an email. I'm sure it's not Lou Caiola, but it's Al Caiola is the guitarist's name. They might have just had the Lou left in their minds from Lou Palo. So again, autographed a Les Paul Mahogany Studio, autographed by Lou Palo, Peter Frampton. I'm taking a liberty here, but I think it's correct. Al Caiola and Peter Townsend. That's second prize. Third prize is Les Paul and Mary Ford 45 RPM record and a Gibson ad that was autographed by Les Paul. The donation per raffle ticket here is $25. And realize the raffle donation goes to subsidize this museum exhibition, and monies raised through various Les Paul and Mawa attribute events also partially endows music scholarships at Ramapo College. So this is not strictly something where the museum is feathering its nest, although there's really nothing wrong with the museum raising funds. It goes farther than that. This does in part go to a scholarship fund that Les Paul insisted would be part of this whole endowment that Les Paul made to the Mawa Museum. Tickets are available for purchase at the Mawa Museum on Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday from 1 to 5 p.m. And you can order them by mail by sending a copy of a webpage to which I will link with your pertinent information filled out, a check, and the number of tickets that you need, and they will send the tickets to you. Also, don't forget to check out Thank You Less, the tribute album and documentary spearheaded by Lou Palo, with performances by the Les Paul Trio and numerous guitarists and musician friends of Les Paul. So that's, you know, it's going to be sad when all these Les Paul updates disappear, and all I'm able to say is there's a little segment of the Mawa Museum with some of Les Paul's things in it. But it's been a great run for this particular exhibit. And I hope that you've taken heed if you've been in the New York metro area or will be visiting, or if you live here, you're without excuse. I hope you've made your way over there if it's been at all possible. This week, the student spotlight is dark. What are you going to do? If it's dark, it's dark. The question of the week is, that's a G chord? News is about the Fender Standard Plus Top models. And my take note topic is, it's that time again. After a brief word from my sponsor, Raptor Picks USA, we'll move on to the question of the week. Once in a great while, something comes along that's literally revolutionary. The Raptor R-Series guitar pick is just such a creation. It affords its user a sublime quartet of sounds which can be summoned with a mere rotation of the brilliantly designed Raptor pick. Not only is it a beautifully executed, ingenious idea, but the very first experience of playing with it is almost impossible to describe because it's so different from anything you've ever played with before. Get past the unusual feel of the Raptor guitar pick and the door to faster, cleaner, and more creative playing swings wide open. Your grip will be sure, your attack will be silent, your projection will be enhanced. Add to that the technology that enables the pick to glide over your strings rather than bluntly striking them, and the genuine Raptor R-Series pick stands alone as an asset to every guitarist who uses one. Are you a seasoned pro? This pick allows for more subtle differences of expression because of the variety of timbres it produces. Intermediate recreational guitarist? Improve your sound by upgrading your pick. Are you a rank beginner? Well, prime your creativity right from the outset. Genuine Raptor R-Series guitar picks are available at raptorpicksusa.com. Free Raptors with the purchase of 4 or more is just another way of spreading the excellence one guitarist at a time. Raptor picks are a registered design. All rights are owned by Black Carbon. This week's question came from a student who, like many, is locked into a very limited and visual understanding of chords, even basic ones. He showed me a guy on YouTube teaching viewers how to play a particular song. Yeah, I know this is a student of mine who already has a teacher, but he still trolls YouTube. Whatever, that's his thing. My instruction to him and everyone like him is to close their eyes and listen, which he doesn't always do. The guy on YouTube was playing just the lower strings of some pretty common movable chord, just for conversation, let's say it was a G chord. because he was just playing the lower strings, the diagrams of the chords he used were just the fragments, not the whole chords, because he was only playing three or four strings. Between not listening with inquiring ears and being so locked into thinking five or six string versions of chords that are familiar are the only versions of those chords, my student was challenged to grasp that the three or four low strings and the resultant diagram was just as much a G chord or whatever chord it was, and that he actually plays that chord all the time in its fuller version. Obviously, he only thinks in terms of fingerboard geography and in visual terms. If he listened, he could have heard that it was the chord that we were discussing. If he were thinking what makes any chord whatever it is, he would have understood this with ease, but we took a good bit of time going over this. It was just not computing for him. Now, you dudes that listen and play guitar are visualizers, and you need to be able to listen to what you play. This is one of my complaints about YouTube and the instruction, because for males especially, their eyes are what's doing everything as opposed to listening to what they're hearing, both in narration from whoever it is that's putting a lesson or instruction up, as well as what the music sounds like. Would you have had the same reaction as my student? As long as you have a root, a third, and a fifth, you have a chord. It doesn't have to look like something particular or something you're familiar with. If you have a root and a five, you've got a power chord, which we all know from this podcast and earlier episodes, it isn't really a chord. It's fine. It's harmony. We can coexist, but it's not really a chord, even though it's called a power chord. Really pay attention to, if you're trying to emulate some artist and you're not playing original music, it's not uncommon for guitarists to only be picking a particular spectrum of notes, or I should say a particular spectrum of strings, and not strumming six strings or five strings if that's what a quote-unquote standard full version of some particular chord is. It's not uncommon at all. So try to comprehend what's actually happening before you have alarm and think there's some kind of crazy foreign-looking, small, odd chord located in a general area where you play a chord of the same name. Meanwhile, it's just those low notes and nothing else in this diagram because that's not what you're playing. Anyway, we got past it, and I hope that you're not so locked visually that your ears are closed up when you hear instruction, or a friend shows you how to play something, or you watch a YouTube video. Keep in mind what chords are comprised of, and you're going to do a lot better, and you will learn more quickly. If you have a question that you'd like me to address on the podcast, please email it to me at guitartechnique@gmail.com. If I use your question, I will be glad to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. Now, here's this week's news. In the news this week are the new members of the Fender Standard Strat line, which are the Plus Tops. I'm going to give you just a little bit of info about these guitars. These are guitars that are solid instruments. They're not cheap guitars, but they are definitely what you'd put in the category of affordable as far as the quality of the instrument goes. The Standard Strat HSS Plus Top delivers famous Fender tone and classic style with the added elegance of a flame maple top on the alder body. It features single coil neck and middle pickups and humbucking bridge pickup. The tinted maple neck has a modern C-shaped profile and a satin urethane back finish. This is really more important than a lot of people think. The finish you like on the back of the neck and the shape of the neck you like is basically the primary thing you need to know when you're shopping for a guitar, and then it's electronics. But if the neck stinks, you're not going to play well. If it doesn't work for your hand, you're not going to play well. Also, the rosewood or maple fingerboard has 21 medium jumbo frets. You know I'm a fan of that. There's a parchment pick guard and a parchment, and the control knobs are parchment. There's a vintage-style synchronized tremolo bridge and the 70s-style headstock logo. Now, the fingerboards, it's not your choice. There are two colorways that these are available in. There's the Tobacco Sunburst, which is the rosewood fingerboard, and then there's the Aged Cherry Burst, and that one has the maple fingerboard. So the lighter guitar has the dark fingerboard, and the cherry guitar, the darker cherry guitar, has the maple fingerboard. So that's the Strat HSS Plus Top. The Strat Plus Top, which is not the HSS, is actually a triple S. It's an SSS model. And we have basically the same tech specs, with the exception of that all of the pickups, you have three of them, are single coil pickups. Same neck profile, same everything, same body, everything. Now, if you're listening, or if in the case of if you're just reading show notes, you understand the primary difference between these two guitars, which look nearly the same and have the same MSRPs, which is $739.99, is the pickup configuration. Now, if you're buying a solid body electric guitar, you've got to think of what you're playing and what you're going to use it for and make a decision about those pickups. That's really the distinction here. And by the way, this is available also in a lefty at the same price, which is nice. And there's also a version of this guitar in the HSS model with a locking tremolo. It's exactly the same guitar. The pickups are the same as the other HSS, same neck profile, again, 21 medium jumbo frets, everything else is the same, pick guard. Now, it's a Floyd Rose double locking 2-point tremolo bridge and the 70s style headstock and so on and so on, same color choices. This is an HSS model and locking tremolo. Now, your price is going to jump for that. It's the MSRP is $1,099. I'll link to these guitars. Considering the price, it's a whole lot of guitar. You know, you don't have to spend $3,000 on a guitar that's reliable if what you want is what Fender delivers in terms of sound and in playability. So those links will be up as well as the photos. Now let's move on to the Take Note segment. My Take Note topic this week is, it's that time again, and this is particularly aimed at you with mid and higher end guitars, but if you have a one and only guitar and it's not a really expensive one, I hope you'll listen to this as well. Unless you like your guitar to look like a Willie Nelson special, you may want to take some minor precautions to protect your axis finish. Now that on my side of the equator, it's the spring going into summer season, and that means short or no sleeves and possibly playing or gigging outside. I can just see that glistening sweat and all the skin oils coming out of your arm and clouding up and wearing down and actually eating away the finish of your guitar. Yuck! It's gross to me. I know you guys, some of you, it really doesn't bother you, but I know how you live. I've been in your apartments. I don't even want to go there. I can't stand how it looks, nor how it feels. I pick up guitars from students that have had their lacquer or varnish or coating or finish, whatever you want to call the sealant that's over the guitar. And I play even when I have a sleeve on, and I can feel that smooth, slippery finish on the lower bout is gone, and there's actually a little bit of friction and a little bit of grabbiness. And to me, just being aware of that little bit of resistance, if you will, I don't think I play as well because it feels foreign. My guitars look like, all of my guitars look like the day I purchased them, except for if they have a little bit of a ding. But as far as their finish goes, you would have no idea that they weren't purchased yesterday. All I've ever done to them is wipe them down after I play them. That's all I do. With a dry cloth, I don't use guitar polish. I mean, maybe if I play a particular event, I might put a drop of guitar polish on the soundboard just to shine it up. But, I mean, it's nothing that I do regularly. I cannot attest to having had this experience on my guitars, but I have played way too many that have had their finishes melted off the way acetone strips off nail lacquer. I suppose if you had supersonic ears, you would actually be able to hear a difference on an acoustic instrument. After all, on acoustic guitars, the finishes are quite particularly, and in many cases, secretly formulated for the effect they have on the flex and the resulting sound. So, a solid body guitar is one issue. The finish of the wood is just a cosmetic thing and possibly a resistance on your arm kind of thing. But on an acoustic guitar, I'm of the opinion if you digitally examine a recording of a guitar whose finish is worn off badly, that fact alone may actually influence the sound. Hey, if you don't care what your axe looks like and maybe even sounds like, or if the lower bout loses its slickness for ease of your arm's movement, it's cool. It's cool, but I don't get it. It doesn't take too much to protect it from your skin oils or sweat. A sleeve is great, but not all shirts have sleeves. I realize that not everyone can carry off taking a long or three-quarter sleeve shirt and cutting the other sleeve short or off for comfort and having it tailored or fixing it yourself. I used to do that all the time. In another decade, I found a shirt in a high-end boutique that already had a short sleeve and a long sleeve, and they were on the right arms. I have to only conclude from that the designer probably was a guitar player. I wore it like crazy until it was threadbare. It was great, and I was comfortable when I played. So unless you're a brave individualist and have a tailor that can alter your shirts, you may want to do something a bit more conventional. A folded handkerchief is enough of a barrier between your hot, sweaty summer skin and the fragile finish of your guitar. I don't like that option because the handkerchief falls off and it's usually gets to be more of a pain in the neck than it's worth. I prefer the rib section of a sock. I cut the foot off and slide the sock on my arm. It slips on, slips off when you're finished. It remains in place and doesn't threaten to slide onto the strings while you're playing or fall on the floor. I've already tucked a sock into the bag I take out to my students now that spring is here. Over the past couple of weeks, I wore short sleeves a few times already, and my sock was there, and any student that I haven't already taught said, "Is there something wrong with your arm?" And I said, "No, I'm just, you know, protecting the guitar." It's up to you. If you have a mid or high-end guitar especially, and you think you'd ever sell it, the cost of refinishing a guitar well, and the operative word here is well, and by that I mean so it is undetectable, is quite expensive, and you would need to find most likely an independent luthier or someone in a high-end guitar shop, not the guys who are at the big-name music stores where the techs or so-called techs mainly do string changes and neck setups. I'm suggesting refinishing for best resale price, but please note, I also think it's incumbent upon you to disclose the refinishing to any intended buyer. I'm sure they'll appreciate your integrity. I tend to talk about this at some time during the spring, just about every year. And if you're one of those people with a particularly acidic skin or acidic body chemistry, and you know who you are, if you handle nickel-plated things and that nickel plating comes off really easily. I'm thinking of any chicks who play, you know, if you sew anything with a needle and thread and you find that if you sew for a half hour, you're already seeing that needle starting to get dull and getting pitted, you know you have a bit of an acidic body chemistry. You really need to protect your guitars. I mean, it's not even just that it'll get a little dull. You can literally eat the finish away if you play a little bit sweaty or a little bit warm on an unprotected guitar surface. I hope you'll take this to heart and protect your axe's glow. Of course, I hope that it has a glow. That wraps it up for this week's segments of episode 103, following a short word about mom from my sponsor, Raptor Picks USA. We'll be moving along to the outro and wrap this baby up. Does your or your kid's mom love to play the guitar? I know if she's a mom, she probably doesn't have much time, but my friend Tina of tinaspicks.com is a busy mother and she finds some time to play. Jewelry, flowers, and dinner out are good, but a handful of genuine Raptor R-Series guitar picks will show her you love her because it shows her that you know what she loves. I don't know a guitarist alive that isn't looking for fresh inspiration, and she's no exception. The three uniquely and specifically engineered picking tips on the Raptor entice a guitarist to think about and explore the full range of sound qualities they can create with it. The unique beveling of the molded acrylic pick offer amazingly silent attack. She's going to love them. The Raptor R-Series pick is designed to become a pivotal tool for creative guitarists, whether they're moms, dads, sons, or daughters. Personally, I haven't played with anything but a Raptor R-Series guitar pick since the very first time I touched one, and I don't think anyone will be disappointed when they play with a genuine Raptor Series pick. Get some today for the guitarist in your life, or for you, at RaptorPicksUSA.com. Free Raptor Picks with a purchase of four or more is just another way of spreading the excellence, one guitarist at a time. Raptor Picks are a registered design. All rights are owned by Black Carbon. If this is the first time you've listened, I'm glad you have, but this is a little bit shorter show than usual. We didn't have the spotlight, and my topics were pretty concise this week. Tune in again, and I may be expounding a bit more. Glad your gig went well last week, Arno. Hey, who's playing Eagles music? I love the K3 coating on my DRs. They are still sounding sweet, and had I not put a coated set on, they might be getting a little bit dull and less crisp by now. We didn't have a funeral for the run-over Raptor pick, but Lanny was right. It did make me sad. If you would like to further assist Superstorm Sandy survivors, Sandy NJ Relief Fund will put 100% of your contributions to excellent use. The recovery here is going to take years, and I thank you if you have already contributed time, finances, prayers, thoughts, material goods, anything you have done or will do, we thank you wholeheartedly. Don't forget the Les Paul in Mahwah exhibit at the Mahwah Museum in Mahwah, New Jersey, which is open Wednesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays only until June 30th, and the marvelous tribute to Les Paul by Lou Palo, the trio, and other musical friends called Thank You Les. You can get in on the raffle for the autographed Les Paul guitars even if you cannot attend the Les Paul 98th birthday gala on June 8th. You don't have to play all 5 or 6 strings of a chord if it isn't the sound you want or need. If you know what comprises a chord, a funny-looking partial diagram won't throw you. The affordable Fender Standard Plus Top model line is nice. Just be sure to choose the pickup configuration you like or that your music requires. Hey, put something between your sweaty arm and the finish of your axe. You don't want it to get all rough and cloudy, do you? If you're not comfortable, your guitar isn't either, so don't leave your guitar in a cold car or basement or in a hot car or attic. Humidify if your guitar lives in an environment in which there is less than 40% humidity. I'm planning to skip one podcast after next week's show, so I'm hoping to have episode 104 recorded, mixed, and online by, hopefully, May 6th or 7th. I won't be producing a show the week of the 12th. I have a few things cooking the preceding weekend for a very significant birthday, so I know I won't be able to find time before close to the end of that week for a show. I'm not so big on birthdays, but when there's a zero in the number, they're noteworthy. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for episode 103 of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast. I hope you heard something thought-provoking, instructional, and/or entertaining in this very brief episode. I will include links to anything I mentioned that I think you may like to explore further in the current show notes, which are on the podcast page of my website and on the blog. All 2013 previous week's show notes now reside exclusively on the blog, and all previous podcast episode MP3 files can be found on the blog as well. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com, all spelled traditionally, which is GUITARTECHNIQUETUTOR.com, and that you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please do note that there's no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email me your question for the Question of the Week segment. If I use it, I'll be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique, and I don't tweet a whole lot. I update the people who are following me if there's anything guitar-y going on, and I retweet what I think is interesting. On my homepage and the podcast page of my website and on the blog, you'll find links to subscribe to the podcast in a variety of ways and or to subscribe to the show notes by email or in a reader. If you're seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in the Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hilburn, Mahwah, Midland Park, Montebello, Montvale, Oakland, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, the Hamlet of Ramapo, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Tuxedo, Tuxedo Park, Upper Saddle River, Viola, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. For lesson inquiries, calling is best, and my number is on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules and you're a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. Whether you're a beginner guitarist, a gigging pro, or any level in between, a genuine Raptor guitar pick will catapult your or your mom's playing forward. Visit RaptorPicksUSA.com to order yours today. Practice, have a great week, and until next time, I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time.